Life has returned to normal in many parts of our area, but the recovery continues for those hardest hit by Hurricane Sandy. And for many of the people who've been affected by the storm, this promises to be a difficult Thanksgiving. Joining me now to talk about ways they are helping are Katie Benner, a writer for Fortune magazine and the creator of Sandy Sucks, a Tumblr site where she collects information about how and where you can help people recovering from the storm. She's volunteered in Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island, and will be helping cook a Thanksgiving dinner for those affected in Brooklyn. Also joining us is Jessica Alfords, a caterer who's cooking and hosting a Thanksgiving dinner for people affected by Sandy at St. Mark's Church in the East Village. And I'm very pleased to welcome both of them to our show. And I also want to remind you that WNYC has been compiling a list of ways that our listeners can help this Thanksgiving. You can find a link to that as well as to Sandy Sucks by going to our show page at WNYC.org. Both of you have been volunteering in Sandy cleanup efforts. Did your Thanksgiving plans grow out of that, Jessica?
Yes, absolutely. Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me on, by the way.
Of course.
Yes, I think that as it got closer to Thanksgiving and we went door-to-door bringing people basic supplies, they started talking about Thanksgiving and where they were going to have their turkey and realizing that the gas is not going to be on in time.
And what about you, Katie?
Well, I think that, again, I had planned to stay in the city anyway for Thanksgiving, so this just seemed like a natural extension of the work that people wanted to do. And I think that Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, the sort of winter holiday season is a time when lots of people want to give and they want to be charitable. They want to donate time, money, goods, services. And so this massive hurricane coming when it does was a natural fit.
Jessica, how did you get the idea to host this Thanksgiving dinner? I mean, I know you're a caterer.
I am. That really played very little into the decision, actually. It was more a matter of it was needed in my neighborhood. You know, like I said, I had been going door to door, and this is what people were talking about. And, you know, it just seemed like a logical thing. It was sort of one of those late night lying in bed ideas that has kind of just snowballed at this point.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
This is, no. I am a caterer, and so I have catered some large events, but I've never done anything, certainly nothing that was free of charge or that was for such a large group of people in such a short amount of time.
How many people are you expecting to be feeding on Thursday?
I expect we'll feed somewhere around 600 people.
Even with big turkeys, that's going to be a lot of turkeys, isn't it?
It's a lot of turkeys. About 60 turkeys, so a lot of turkeys.
And you'll also be bringing meals to folks in Battery Park City?
Yes, we are actually partnering with a few other organizers who will come to St. Mark's Church, pick up about 100 meals, and bring those over to Battery Park. So hopefully we can reach some people in need on the west side as well.
Katie, will you also be cooking turkeys?
Yeah, I'm going to be a kitchen slave for Allison Robicelli over in Bay Ridge. She started a kitchen with a church in the neighborhood that decided that obviously people in Coney Island or the Rockaways are not going to be able to cook dinner. They're going to be making food and sending it out. And so I'm just going to be just one of the cogs that helps get the turkeys in the oven and gets the vegetables made. But something that I find interesting about Jessica's response is this idea that she had not actually decided she wanted. She didn't say, oh, I'm a caterer, therefore I must do this. Mm-hmm. One of the responses to this storm that's so fascinating to me is that people wanted to help, and they kind of started to pool their individual talents and finding the ways they could help best. And then those things were all brought together by social media, by Facebook pages, by Twitter streams, saying, I would love to do this, I need help. It's kind of just that individual response, you know, of somebody like Jessica saying, okay, well, I'm going door-to-door helping anyway, whether it be hauling out somebody's lawn and digging all the sand off, or whether it be delivering hot meals to someone, and she's hearing again and again, I would love to celebrate this holiday. It means a lot to me, and finding what she can do. I think that's just been one of the most amazing things about the response in general to the recovery effort.
Your Tumblr site, Sandy Sucks, has become a clearinghouse of information about how to volunteer and help Sandy recovery efforts. Have you seen a change in the volunteer opportunities as the lights have come back in some areas?
Oh, yes, very much so. And I think we're going to see that as power comes back and heat comes back, where people can get in and out of their buildings, up and down elevators, there will be a real need for actual physical cleanup. Can we help this person muck out their basement. And then the donation changes, too. It becomes less imperative to get a blanket to somebody and very important to get a hazmat suit to somebody.
Jessica, how have you gotten the word out about the dinner that you're preparing?
Well, we've sort of, the same way we have dealt with this entire crisis is a matter of just door-to-door, spreading the word throughout the neighborhood. There's a lot of great community organizations in the Lower East Side that, you know, we've spread the word to. And press and media outlets such as yourself certainly help to get the word out as well. But it's really been word of mouth. You know, if you're in need, please tell other people who are in need. I've put lots of flyers up in lots of buildings. My next door, the building right next door to me still has no gas, so lots of flyers for them. And, you know, there's about a dozen buildings right in my vicinity that still have no gas. So I don't have to go too far, unfortunately, to find people who need some help.
Well, how did you go about organizing all of this? You had to find a place to cook. You had to find other people to help you.
Yes, I sort of had the idea late one night. Asked my husband if he thought it was a good idea. He said yes. Called my closest friends the next morning, said, hey, do you guys want to help out with this? They all said yes. Thought, okay, what's the next step? We need a location. Called my priest, said, hey, I have this crazy idea. What do you think about using the church? She said, absolutely. And we sort of just took it from there. We definitely did not, on that first day, expect that we would be serving 600 or over 700 people. We anticipated a small communal meal, but this is even better. And it's sort of just grown. And once the word started to go out, my friends at Occupy Sandy have been incredibly helpful at filtering some volunteers to me and getting the word out. So we've got lots and lots of volunteers now.
Katie, over the last few weeks, you've volunteered all over the city in the Rockaway, Staten Island, and Brooklyn. Is what Jessica is describing the kind of thing that you've been seeing when people come to volunteer?
Yeah, it's exactly the kind of thing that I think you will see everywhere. People with good ideas, people who are organized, people who can follow through, and people who really care being paired up with volunteers who are just as eager to help. Who might not have, for example, Jessica's cooking skills or organizational skills in a kitchen, but if she can show them what to do, they want to give that kind of time. So it's that exact organic response where people go out and they ask people, what do you need? They get the information, and then they do something about it, which is one of the reasons why the grassroots response has been so effective.
Have you seen the basic...
really gotten people what they wanted.
Have you seen the same basic needs in pretty much every place you've been, or have some been harder hit?
You know, it's funny. No, I was actually just talking to a friend of mine who lives in the Rockaways. He lives right by the Cross Bay Bridge near the beach. And we were talking about how, especially in that area, you almost have two different kinds of problems. You have the areas to the west of the bridge where homes were destroyed. You have Breezy Point burned to the ground. You have lots of just destruction, physical destruction. And that need is shelter. It's a need for mold cleanup. It's a very physical need. In that way, and then to the east of the bridge, where the projects are, people didn't necessarily lose their homes. They're not necessarily homeless, but they're living in terrible circumstances that are, it feels almost like a more humanitarian, like this, you know, we're making people live, we made them live for so long without heat, for so long without a flushing toilet. It just seems like a very different problem. One set of people trying to rebuild, and the other set of people trying to deal with what was happening within their still standing buildings.
And people in Staten Island are feel that they've kind of been abandoned. There are people in Long Island as well who have suffered terribly. Occupy provided a lot of relief and supplies in the days immediately following the storm. Have you continued to see them organize, or is the Red Cross and local government kind of taken over?
I think you're starting to see everyone now, which is really good. I think that Occupy did, I don't think anybody can say enough good things about the job Occupy did right after the storm. I don't think you can emphasize enough that they kept people alive. And I would think that Occupy would say the same thing, which is they don't want to do it all themselves forever. It's good to have city government coming in, and it's really good to see the Red Cross coming in. Nobody can take this burden on alone.
So if people want to volunteer, let's start with you, Jessica. Do you still need help?
We need right now are food donations and financial support. We're sort of at the final push now where we're just trying to bring it all together. And really the goal is just feed as many people as we possibly can and really, really make this as big as possible. So we actually have enough hands-on, but what we need are, you know, large food donations or small food donations and financial support. We have a WePay account.
So and they should go to St. Mark's Church in the East Village for that. Katie, we have about 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. So I was going to say, you will want to try to find people just like Jessica. You can come to the site where we list a lot of these individual projects that are helping hundreds of people. I think the Occupy Sandy is an incredible resource. And, of course, then there are places like WNYC where you can go. And, once again, people have done a very good job of compiling. And never, ever be afraid to just give money. Like Jessica said, she really needs those food donations, and people feel guilty that they're not out, you know, shoveling sand off someone's yard.
We thank you both. Katie Benner, who created Sandy Sucks, Jessica Alfreds, who is doing a Thanksgiving dinner at St. Mark's Church.